and Six Black and J. Cole with Pretty Little Fears. So last words.
Happy winter. Happy sweater weather.
Okay. You're thinking?
I don't know. Just no words came to me.
Okay. A silent sign off. Farewell.
Yeah, I guess. Adios.
Going. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you guys are having an awesome night tonight. Guess what? It's snowing out. Is that the most exciting thing ever? I feel like even though I have taken steps to build up my cold tolerance, I will say that snow is one of those whimsical and lovable things about winter. It's my favorite. I'm looking outside the window right now, and I'm loving what I'm seeing. It's so exciting. Anyway, guys, welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour, the second to last hour you're listening to before Friday. Here we've started in on Aristocrat by Poppy from her newest album, Am I a Girl? I plugged it last week, plugging it this week. Such a great album. Go check it out if you're a fan of synth pop. Even if you didn't really like Poppy's YouTube personality, I still am not the biggest fan. But her music, awesome. I really love it. I'll probably, throughout the semester, the rest of the semester, we'll still put in a song or two. I love it. Our metric of the week, of course, is still here. It's actually going to be next, but it's 6 minutes long, and I have an ID to do. Anyway, hope you guys are having a great day and night. You can call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Call in. Tell me about your midterms. Tell me about your upcoming Thanksgiving plans. Are you doing Black Friday? Black Friday scares me. Tell me about albums you bought. Anything you want. Request a song. We're open around here. We've got some more music coming down the line. I hope you guys enjoy it. And we're going to get on with the show. Thanks for listening.
the bathroom floor. Hissing little rattlesnake, all fired up and ultimately afraid. So slam the door.
Hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. We started in on our metric of the week with Dress to Suppress from their newest album, Art of Doubt. As I will say this, and I think I've played only Art of Doubt singles the whole time, but it's the best. This was their second release of a their kind of preview singles. I think the first was Dark Saturday, that's No Doubt. And I think was Dress to Suppress. And then maybe it wasn't Dress. No, it was Dress to Suppress. I can't remember the third. Oh, it was Now or Never Now. That's it. Which, of course, I've really got into this song over this week. That kind of like first bang into that guitar, I was like, oh yeah, that's heckin' cool. And then second one was Oceans by the Wombats from their, it's a single, but it's from their newest album, Beautiful People Will Ruin Your Life. You might know the Wombats from one of their singles way back then, to Let's Dance to Joy Division. Also Vampires and Werewolves, Tokyo Vampires and Werewolves, one of my favorite songs by them, so good. Those two of my favorites, the ones I really go to. Oceans I really like, and we'll probably check out more of this new album. Then we've got a bit more music. We're gonna get a little more electronic over time. We're gonna be seeing less and less words. I hope you guys are ready. I don't know if I am. Maybe I will be. We'll see. All right, hope you guys enjoy. We'll be right back. well. I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. We started in with Macross 8299 with Cool Soda, ironically from their newest LP, Summer Touch. There's more of a winter touch going on out here, but that's totally fine. And then next was Cyber Reality Raifu. Really is the katakana for ra, I, e, and fu. So I think it's supposed to be cyber reality life in that kind of katakana style. Looks like it. With their song New Life Now from their album Virtual Resort. The V, A, and L are lowercase, rest uppercase, and all spread out with a space with a TM on it. That's Vaporwave for you. I will say I do not know much about Cyber Reality Raifu, but I will say Macrossu 8299. I really love this future funk / Vaporwave artist. Summer Touch is their newest release, but you might know them from their first album, Sailor Wave, and their sequel, Sailor Wave 2, as well as my favorite, Cham. Cham is my favorite album from them. I have it stored away somewhere on a computer. It's awesome. I got it from their Bandcamp. Definitely go check both of these artists out if you're looking for some Vaporwave jams this winter. Let's see. We got some more music coming up, and let's roll.
It was beautiful as they walked through the woods. The moonlight was shining on the waters of the stream. And as they looked into each other's eyes, they heard a beautiful song. Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. First thing going on was Funk Mammoth with Sherwood Stroll. A little bit of lo-fi hip-hop. I think that lo-fi hip-hop is one of the best genres for snow. It's up there with jazz for me, and it's perfect for this winter weather. And then a little bit more Vaporwave with Mitro with Snake Way. This is also Japanese, like, Taiwanese. I think it's Heavy no Michi. I think that's, yes, it's like Snake Road or something, which is like Snake Way, I think, from their album Dragon Ball Wave. There's actually a sequel song to this, which is called like Dragon Ball Way, like Heavy no Michi 2, which that's pretty cool. It's like Roman numerals. Hey, you know how it goes. It's the Vaporwave game. Anyway, we'll play a PSA, and then we'll go for some more music and go from there. Hope you all enjoy it. Get this buddy up here. Gotta be able to hear those PSAs, right? Here we go. Oh, there's an LGBT one now? Oh, that looks rad.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, I do, but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Send us money by credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check. Made out to trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO. Attention, support. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. You don't want to hear us again.
Thank you.
Give me
Hope you enjoyed this last core of music. We started in on Ain't Nothing Like a Funky Beat with Hideki Naganuma with this is from the Lethal League Blaze soundtrack, and while I don't play the game, I heard it's pretty fun, and gosh, I really love this bopping beat. I love it. And came in with a little bit of synthwave with Makeup and Vanity Set with their song City Realms from their album Synchro, of course. I won't say I know too much about Makeup and Vanity Set, but definitely a nice little counterpoint to the vaporwave. Kind of a little more vaporwave is like touring through a virtual mall, and it's like two different sides of like the weird 80s, like, but not 80s coin. So vaporwave is kind of chill, a little bit of consumerism. I'd say like Makeup and Vanity Set and certain synthwave outfits are more like the RoboCop, cyberpunk, everyone somehow was connected to the internet, Ghost in the Shell style, something like that. I don't know, that's what I always imagine when I think of these two aesthetics. Anyway, we got more techno coming down the line. We got a lot of techno going on, guys. We got a techno-heavy night. Kind of loving it, to be quite honest. Enjoying myself. Hope you guys enjoying yourselves too. We're just getting on some more music. Hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. We started in with LT Grade, E being a 3 with... I swear this is the title of the song. It's called Infanticide from their newest album, Maneater. I got this from my Spotify playlist a little while back. It's pretty good. Not bad. I thought it would be a nice thing. Just put in here, see if anyone else likes that kind of electronic music, see if they'll like it. Then Amherst with Poinsettia Views featuring Mackenzie Key from the album, ironically, given the weather, Heatwave. Well, Heat.Wave, W-A-V, which is pretty cool, actually. Really good. Again, great little bit of... a little relaxing kind of music for the weather, I think. We're going to head into our last core of songs. I'll, of course, give my little thing at the end. I'll say that there won't be a show next week. It's Thanksgiving! What the heck? I will be hoping to be at... we always go out to dinner for Thanksgiving. So I hope to be out for dinner, having some fun, eating maybe some turkey, maybe some Coco Van. We'll see. It'll be fun. If you guys have a wonderful, wonderful week. And I will catch you on the flip side.
down or are you with me? In my heart I'll never know. If I close my eyes I see you, feel your footsteps in the rain. And in my dream I never find you, but I hear you call my name.
So far.